Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Secure the perimeter. Put up another wall. Put up another fence. Hold the line. Hold the line. Can't you just hear the Democrats chanting at the Democrat convention? Keep our people out. They're protecting themselves from themselves. I was driving around yesterday, and I was thinking about the Montana Democrats who are back at the Democrat National Convention, and I mentioned State Senator Marianne Dunwell shared these photographs on X where they were on the bus and they couldn't get into to their own convention because they got locked outside with their own crazies. I mean, I was thinking about this. So the radical leftists, the base of the Democrat Party, the anti-Israel, pro-Hamas Democrat Party base, you know, they're staging all these disruptions. They're fighting with police and massive amounts of law enforcement, by the way, for the defund the police Democrats. Boy, they sure love having police help secure their convention in Chicago. So, they put up another wall, another perimeter after these protesters breached the miles of fencing and perimeter that they already had up there. And so what happened was on Monday, the Montana Democrats, some of them couldn't get into their own convention because the security wall had been breached. And so even the DNC delegates couldn't get in. And I was thinking, man, this is like Jurassic Park. This is like Jurassic Park. They, remember in Jurassic Park when they get stuck with the very monsters they created. I mean, they use DNA to create these crazy, scary dinosaurs, and then they get stuck behind the perimeter with the very monsters they created. That's what was facing the Montana Democrats earlier this week, trying to get into their own convention. I mean, no, let us in. We're trapped with the very monster we've created because they have propped up these pro-Hamas nut jobs. They promoted the defund the police whacktivists out there. And so there they got stuck with their own supporters outside. They don't want to be stuck with their own supporters. They want to stick you with their crazed mobs. They don't want to be stuck with them. No, these elitists, they want to be behind those secure perimeters. They want to be protected by the very police they wanted to be defund. They want to be protected by walls that they oppose on the southern border. They want you to have to deal with their angry mobs and violent rioters. I couldn't help but think of this Jurassic Park analogy as they were trapped with their own supporters, trapped with the base of their own party, trapped with the monsters that they themselves created in Chicago. All right, let's see. Man, we got a lot of content ready to roll for you here this morning. My goodness, probably too much content. We always have too much content ready to roll for you. It's better to have too much than not enough. But of course, still want to sneak in your phone calls and more. Let's see, where should we start? Oh, the Obamas, the hopey changey garbage. All I could hear was Obamacare, Obamacare, Obamacare.
Securing America.
As the unrest in the Middle East continues, the U.S. has increased its military presence in the region, sending additional cruisers, destroyers, and jets to the area to both help defend Israel if need be and protect U.S. troops. Pentagon Press Secretary Major General Patrick Ryder spoke about the Defense Department's goals during a briefing Tuesday.
To respond to something if it happens now, but also ensuring we have forces in theater to be able to respond to whatever could be next in terms of potential escalation.
General Ryder adding,
to do that, you have to have capability and you have to have capacity. And so that's exactly what we've done.
He also says that the Pentagon is making sure potential aggressors such as Iran are taking note.
One, to send a clear message, but two, to be able to respond in a longer term scenario should we need to do that.
Kevin Uresky, Fox News.
Here's a look at your real weather for Billings and Bozeman. A mix of clouds and sunshine develops across the area today. A few late day showers and storms are also possible. High temperatures range from the lower 80s in Bozeman to the lower 90s in Billings. For tonight, isolated shower storm chance early, followed by a low near 50 in Bozeman to the upper 50s in Billings. That will see mainly sunny conditions Thursday. That's a look at your real weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly.
Penny Nance, the president and CEO of Concerned Women for America, holding a big rally in Bozeman, Montana, as the big pink bus comes to town. This is great. On the back of the bus, it says, "Honk if you know what a woman is." And apparently they're getting some not-so-nice remarks from some of the anti-woman leftists out there. Full audio of that conversation and much more. Download the Montana Talks app on your smartphone. You get the full podcast audio and more.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Man, I saw this news flash yesterday, and all I could think of was, "Hey, Butte. Hey, Butte." You know, remember, like, "Hey, boo-boo. Hey, boo-boo." By the way, every time I hear Barack Obama speak anymore, it's just like, it's like, okay, what are we at, Jellystone National Park here? But anyway, "Hey, Butte." Did you guys hear, so, you know, at the Republican National Convention, they had, you know, the Teamsters president. Boy, the Teamsters president was on fire at the Republican National Convention. Talked about, you know, and he was there talking up President Trump and J.D. Vance and everything. So there's a union leader who's actually trying to stand up for the workers, stand up for the workers that pay his salary. But then you got this United Auto Workers guy, Sean Fain. The auto workers have been getting hammered by Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and John Tester's policies. And yet here is this guy flacking for the Democrats at the Democrat National Convention. Anyway, what caught my eye was yesterday, apparently, he was saying something about those, pardon my French here, I'm just quoting the guy. He was saying something about those, quote, "damn Bibles." So here is this guy lecturing America. He's lecturing you about, oh, you shouldn't be criticizing illegal immigration. This is a union guy, by the way. And then he lectures people about those, quote, "damn Bibles." And I'm like, whoa, hey, Butte, what do you think of that one? You know, you think, so Butte, for those of you who are new to Montana or you're passing through right now, Butte, it's a Butte. It's a great town, a great uptown as well. And but it's known as an Irish Catholic Democrat Union stronghold town. Even though the Democrats are bailing on working class voters, they're trying to destroy the very union jobs that make up towns like Colstrip and make up, you know, towns like Butte. There's still people that still keep voting for the Democrat Party. And now the numbers have been shifting in recent elections, especially with the younger folks in Butte. They're like, "No, we're not voting for these guys, man. We see what's happening. I think you guys are crazy. They want to take away our guns. They want to take away our mining. They want to take away our union jobs. They want to take away our trails and our roads that we try to get, because the radical environmentalists are who is in charge of the Democrat Party. So like, why would we support those guys?" And so, but anyway, you know, people of faith as well, not just about union jobs, not just about, you know, getting access to our land that the Democrats and the environmentalists are constantly trying to shut down, but it's also about faith and freedom. And in fact, Montana's Western District Congressman Ryan Zinke, he talked about this at some of these rallies we were at last week, where, you know, he was talking about how a lot of these Democrats, they don't even want to stand for the flag. They don't even want to stand for the pledge. He said, not Butte, though. He said, in Butte, most of the Democrats, they will, you know, that's what he loves about Butte. That's what we love about Butte. It's like, really, they're just as conservative as most of us. They're probably more conservative than some of you out there. But yet they still keep voting for the Democrat Party, even though, you know, the Biden administration has been spying on Catholics, throwing peaceful pro-life activists behind bars, trying to shut down Colstrip. And if they shut down Colstrip, they end up shutting down Montana Resources at the same time. It is the radical environmentalists that are in charge of the Montana Democrat Party and of the National Democrat Party. And they are literally trying to shut down your jobs. Spy on your churches, shut down your jobs, and more. And yet some people still keep voting for this Democrat Party. But yeah, so last night was, I listened in on a little bit of the convention coverage, the Democrat National Convention coverage. It wasn't as shrieking and shrilling as night one, so at least I don't have the ringing in my ears. But what I do have in my ear, every time I hear Barack Obama talk, it's like, okay, I get why some people were enamored by Barack in 2008 and maybe still in 2012. But then after that, you started to see, wait a minute, my insurance just went from this to this to ding, to ding, to ding, to ding. Why does my health insurance keep costing more? Why do I keep getting less? Oh, yeah, Obamacare. So with all this hopey, changey talk that we heard from Barack and Michelle last night, every time I hear these sound bites, you might get the same thing. Like when the Fox News update comes on at 6:30 and then at 7:30 or at, 7:01 or whatever, dong, you know, and then there's a sound bite from Barack Obama. All I hear is Obamacare, and how he started laying the foundations for the destruction of American health care. And you doctors and folks that work in the healthcare industry, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You know how you're getting ripped off by the federal government every single day. And you know that there's people that got insurance coverage right now that might want to go get that surgery or that operation, but they're saying, yeah, you know what, I'm going to wait till next year or the year after, and then the government will pay for it. And then what does that mean? You, the doctors, you, the nurses, you get screwed. You get severely underpaid by the federal government. Obamacare. But not only when I hear the Obamas speak, all I hear is Obamacare, and how they destroyed healthcare. But then I think about Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and John Tester, and how they have been destroying everything else. Anyway, that's the ringing in my ear in the past 12 hours anyway.
Good morning, everybody. It's time for your Daybreak Egg Report. I'm Russell Nemitz, and thanks for being with us here on the Western Egg Network. Well, this week, after decades of legal analysis, Utah filed a landmark public lands lawsuit asking the U.S. Supreme Court to address whether the federal government can simply hold unappropriated lands within a state indefinitely. Now, the unappropriated land in question is approximately 18.5 million acres in Utah controlled by the BLM under the Federal Land Policy and Management Act. This lawsuit will not impact the millions of appropriated acres already designated as national parks, national monuments, wilderness areas, national forests, tribal lands, or even military properties. Get more details about this historic lawsuit by visiting us at westernegnetwork.com or checking us out on Facebook. In some other news here on this Wednesday morning, you know, a possible Canadian freight rail strike this week would more than likely impact U.S. and Canada farm trade. A threatened strike and lockout at Canadian Pacific Kansas City Railway could cripple shipments of food grains, beans, potash, coal, and timber from Canada and farm and energy imports from the U.S. With more, here's the American Farm Bureau Federation's economist, Danny Munch.
corn, barley, oats, things like that. A lot of those products move on rail into Canada. So just for context, Canada was the fifth largest destination for cereal grains, receiving $1.1 billion in U.S. exports.
And of course, any rail stoppage could disrupt much of that trade across North America. Stay with us. We'll have more ag news right after this.
Stop the moisture-robbing weeds with a fall burn-down application of Vita herbicide and your preferred burn-down partner. With Vita, you're not restricted on the next crop. 0 to 1 day plant back on labeled crops, 30 days on unlabeled crops. Your choice of burn-down partner, adjuvant, and 2 fluid ounces of Vita, and you've got peace of mind come spring. You've kept as much soil moisture as possible. Quick control of broadleaves, including glyphosate and ALS-resistant weeds. Add power to your burn-down. Ask for Vita herbicide. Always read and follow label directions from Gowan USA.
Hello, I'm Chance Merrill, credit officer at Montana Livestock Ag Credit. Over the years, I've had many conversations with customers in their feed truck, in their kitchen, or out in the corrals. I've found there are a few things our borrowers enjoy most about Montana Livestock. They enjoy interest rates that put savings in their pocket, quick turnaround on loans, credit officers who grew up in ag, and service at their doorstep. If your outfit needs a change, please give me a call at 1-800-332-3405 or check us out on Facebook and Instagram.
Well, this week, the Environmental Protection Agency released its final herbicide strategy, an unprecedented step, it says, in protecting over 900 federally endangered and threatened species from the potential impacts of herbicide. And for now, the strategy doesn't impose any requirements or restrictions on pesticide use. EPA says it'll use the new strategy to inform mitigations for new active ingredient registrations and registration review of conventional herbicides. And finally this morning, hey, it looks like the National Cowboy and Western Heritage Museum in Oklahoma City would like to congratulate the inductees in the 2024 National Rodeo Hall of Fame. And one of this year's inductees is our good friend and barrelman and the official entertainer for the PBR from 2006 to 2023, Flint Rasmussen. For the Western Ag Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
It's the Trump Derangement Syndrome Convention. That's part of it. The other part of it is it's a beauty pageant. This is a beauty pageant for them. That's why they're so giddy and so hopeful. The joy they talk about, now they're very joyful right now because they kicked Joe Biden to the curb. That's why they're so joyful. They got rid of Joe Biden, so they're joyful. But many Americans are not so joyful because they see the pain at the pump. They see the pain when trying to fill up their grocery cart with groceries and the prices and the massive inflation, not to mention the failed foreign policy and more. But anyway, this is interesting. I think this is the best headline of the day here. Breitbart News shared this yesterday. DNC speakers, the Democratic National Convention speakers, mentioned Trump 130 more times than crime, inflation, and border combined. See, that is their hatred for Trump that's been on full display here. They hate Trump. They hate Trump so much that's what they're so focused on. But they're not concerned about crime, inflation, and the border. Their policies are the ones that are driving a crime and inflation and the wide open southern border. And so, of course, they're not going to mention that. Yeah, the DNC speakers mentioned Trump 130 more times than crime, inflation, and the border combined. Violet in Kalispell sent us a message a few minutes ago. Good grief. Michelle Obama shouting at the Democrat convention. America, hope is making a comeback. They're hopeful that they have a shot at remaining in power. They're not hopeful because of grocery prices or gas prices or because they got busted for lying about jobs numbers. They're hopeful because they love this little beauty pageant that they have going right now. These guys think they're running for prom king and prom queen.
while they run away from their failed policies. Let's see, this guy, this is Chicago alderman, city alderman Raymond Lopez. I think this guy is a Democrat. He's a city alderman, which is like being a city council member, city commissioner back here in Montana. The alderman in the city of Chicago. Listen to what he had to say on Laura Ingraham's program last night on Fox.
Because right now we're like in this beauty pageant of hypocrisy going on right now.
Where a beauty pageant of hypocrisy?
Yeah, because we say one thing and we're doing the exact opposite. You have the most American of American cities where we're telling people to come here, feel welcome, enjoy our beautiful city. And 100% it's a beautiful city. But yet we had to board off every single store in the surrounding area to keep it safe from looters and rioters that our mayor, Brandon Johnson, has welcomed here and said, come and show us what your true colors are.
Yeah, look.
Diamond Fox's Jonathan Savage. America's listening to Fox News.
Yeah, Corey Willis got a great message from him here just a couple of minutes ago. Knockout Fitness. He's probably knocking out a workout right now as we speak. He says this, love thy neighbor is more of what we need. The Democrats' hate is destroying America. Yeah, that's a good point. I don't know what triggered that that message there, Corey. If it was this idea, you know, the fact that they mentioned Trump 130 more times than crime and the border and inflation, and just their hatred of Trump is on display. But also something else that was pointed out. Who was it that made this point? I can't remember. Was it Kellyanne Conway or was it somebody else? They were pointing out how. You know, you'll hear President Trump target, you know, Kamala Harris, Joe Biden and crew. But it's the way that the Democrats it's not just that they have a hatred for Trump. They have a hatred for Trump's supporters. You notice the way they target Trump's supporters. That's another thing that I think stands out here. I don't know if it was Kellyanne Conway. It might have been. But anyway, since I mentioned Kellyanne Conway's name here, she was on Fox News last night as well. They were talking about how Hillary Clinton gave a speech. Speaking of hating Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton gave a speech and they had the lock him up chants going at the DNC. But here's what she said about Kamala Harris. This is Kellyanne Conway, the prominent pollster.
I don't think in the end that Kamala Harris's obstacles to the Oval include her race or her gender. I think it's going to be this lack of granularity over time. Short term, it's a great payoff for her to be nonspecific, to absorb whatever it is you want her to be on every issue. Long term, and we're getting closer to long term after this convention, it's a big risk because people really do want specific and substance. Do they want to make history with the first female president as much as they want to make their mortgage and rent payments, as much as they want to make the family budget work? It's an important question. People feel like life is increasingly unfair. They feel that people are coming here illegally, getting cash, cell phones, clothing, hotel rooms, while they're literally struggling to pay simple monthly bills that weren't that much out of reach and so unaffordable that long ago. They feel it's unfair to have men and women sports. It's unfair to have plumbers and pipe fitters pay for student loans of doctors and lawyers. And we're hearing a lot of that. So Doug Emhoff will have his moment. It just doesn't feel that Kamala's race and gender are going to be the impediment. People want her to be the next Barack Obama. She has to be careful not to be the next Hillary Clinton.
Ouch. Ouch. She has to be careful not to be the next Hillary Clinton. Let's see. Oh, I mentioned the jobs numbers. Yeah, this is something big that should be in the news this morning. They're revising the jobs numbers. You know those jobs numbers that they've been bragging about so much? Major revision, probably the biggest revision in 15 years. I better start there next.
Montana State News Network.
Good morning, I'm Dennis Bragg. A new report is confirming suspicions that have circulated for years that selenium and nitrate pollution from Canadian mining operations on the Elk River are going downstream for hundreds of miles in the Kootenai River. The report prepared by the U.S. Geological Survey scientist and published last week says the pollutants from the extensive Elk River coal mining operations in British Columbia are going as far as 350 miles downstream and impacting waterways like Lake Koocanusa. The Montana Public Service Commission is giving Northwestern Energy another week to correct deficiencies and filings to support its proposed rate hike for power and natural gas. The PSC decided unanimously on Tuesday that the utility had once more failed to meet the commission's minimum filing standards and needs to do more work to have its latest rate case considered. They also made a similar decision back in July. The Montana Fish and Wildlife Commission will allow hunters and trappers to take more wolves next season, raising the quota from 313 wolves last year to 334 starting this fall. That's following a legislative direction to cut wolf populations by 40% in 2021. Last year, hunters harvested 161 wolves, while 121 were trapped, for a total of 286 animals. State officials are asking residents in several eastern Montana counties to take precautions now that they've confirmed the first cases of West Nile virus this year. Jason Laird has the story.
The Department of Public Health and Human Services has found mosquitoes infected with the West Nile virus in four eastern Montana counties. The department noted that the virus was found in captured mosquitoes and has not been detected in humans or animals as of now. Health and Human Services added that there will be a risk of contracting the virus through October, and unfortunately, there isn't a vaccine available. I'm Jason Laird reporting for the Montana State News Network.
For more on these stories and others around Montana, download the Montana State News app.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone. Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Ah, yes, Casey. Yes, I did see that. Casey in Bozeman says, did you see where Tester did not show up at the DNC? Oh, he is running scared. He is in complete hiding. Yeah, he stands with these people every step of the way. He votes for every one of their crazy policies because he's a true believer. He and Chuck Schumer are like best buddies. They're boys, right? But boy, he can't be honest about that right now because he is in a fight. He is in a big fight right now. He is so afraid of Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy. John Tester is in all-out hiding. I think the next time he's going to reappear is at this stupid Pearl Jam concert in Missoula. I know, it's like, oh, here we go again. So predictable. John Tester's been in office how long now? And it's like, okay, pull out the same old bag of tricks, pretend to be a moderate, pretend to practically be a Republican. Oh, yeah, do another phony Pearl Jam fundraiser concert slash rally. That's basically what this Pearl Jam concert in Missoula is going to be. What, by the way, when is it? Is it tomorrow? Speaking of that, let's see here. I wrote this. I've got a story just posted on our Montana Talks website here. If it's an election year, it must be time for another Pearl Jam concert in Missoula, which is really just an election year stunt slash fundraiser for the far left liberal Democrat Senator John Tester. But this year, it's also another reminder of how John Tester says one thing in public and something else in private. It's a reminder of how this Washington fat cat, John Tester, will say one thing in Montana and do another thing in Washington, D.C. So back in 2018, when John Tester was last up for re-election, Pearl Jam, because they do this every election, Pearl Jam promoted their political rally for Tester with a poster featuring a dead Donald Trump and the White House on fire. At the time, Tester publicly disavowed the poster and the portrayal of President Trump. But as the Washington Examiner reported recently, Tester shared in his book, some of you are like, he has a book? Oh, yeah. I don't know. It didn't sell much, but he's got a book. So in his book, he wrote how he secretly loved the dead Trump poster back in 2018. But publicly, he disavowed it, but secretly, he loved it. This story is so symbolic of John Tester and how phony he is that publicly he'll say, oh, yeah, I support the Keystone XL pipeline. Look at my missing fingers. Look at my nothing to see here. Nothing to see here. It's like the magic trick, right? He'll publicly say he supports the Keystone XL pipeline, but in reality, he opposes it, and he voted against it when it mattered the most. The guy is a straight-up phony. Anyway, I've got the poster. I've got that Washington Examiner link and much more. Go to MontanaTalks.com. Thanks to KC and Bozeman for sharing that message. The jobs numbers. Ooh, I'll get to Charles Payne eventually. Who's my scene setter on this one, though? Ah, it's Maria Bartiromo from Fox Business. She was on with Laura Ingraham last night as well.
Maria Bartiromo, anchor of Sunday Morning Futures and Mornings with Maria on Fox Business. Maria, this could be the largest revision downward or upward in 15 years, but I'm sure it's just a convenient or coincidence, I should say.
Well, it's incredible, Laura. I mean, you're talking about up to 1 million jobs that were basically fake, that we thought they were there, but they weren't. And tomorrow we're going to hear from the Bureau of Labor Statistics on exactly how many jobs were actually non-existent. What happens is the Bureau of Labor Statistics reports job numbers every month, as you know, the first Friday of the month. And they do that based on a survey of businesses. But then they get just from employers, but then they get the state tax records, and then that encompasses all jobs, so they have to revise it. But people are questioning why it is that we are over here celebrating all this job creation every month, Joe Biden coming out doing press conferences telling us how great his economy is and how he created all these jobs, only to see a massive revision several months later. So we're talking about from March to March is what they're going to report tomorrow. And from March to March, March 2023 to March 2024, there were 2.9 million jobs created, we thought. But they're going to revise that up to a million jobs lower.
Wow. Up to a million jobs lower is what those revisions are expected to show here later this morning. We'll await the dong and then the Fox News update that will then follow. All right, let's go into the phone lines here. Tim in Savage first up. What's going on, Tim?
Well, that's perfect timing there because those million jobs lost, those are all because of Donald Trump. The border being locked down. The fact that nobody can get an abortion anymore, the attacks on Title IX, the attacks on our freedoms, the food prices, that's all Trump's fault. Oh, wait. What year is it, Aaron?
That was 1984.
I think they got the playbook wrong. They're pulling out the same crap that they did years ago to attack Trump, which were false then. But they're using the exact same playbook, and they forget that they are the ones in power. It just kills me, Kamala going on and on about the inflation. I love that little 15-second ad there. Yeah, food prices are up, and Donald Trump approves this. Why can't they own any of this? And what is the hopey changing? I just puke every time I hear, well, we got to have a change. Well, you're damn right we need a change. We need to get the Democrats out of the White House.
Well, and then AOC, the socialist AOC, the Democrat socialist AOC headlined the Democrat convention on night one and was saying how bad everything is, seniors that have to get out of retirement to work a job. It's like, you're responsible for that. John Tester's responsible for that. And then last night, Bernie Sanders had another soundbite where he was talking about how bad things are right now. And it's like, well, you guys are responsible for all of this.
How in the world can you take a person that you've drugged through lawfare for the last 3 years and make him responsible for something when he has zero power to do anything? It is completely baffling. But the only thing that is more confusing, and I've had many conversations with my wife about this, is how in the world is she polling as high as she is? And are people really that ignorant not to see that that's exactly what's going on? They're blaming somebody else for exactly what they are doing to destroy this country, and they want to bring in more change so that they can do more to destroy it.
Yeah, you ask about the polling. I got to go back and pull up this article. Greg Frank sent me an article yesterday. Let's see. Oh, yeah, Zero Hedge. Harris polls are much less rosy than reported, and that quote is coming from future forward super PAC president Chauncey McLean. So they're saying, so even these left-wing super PACs are saying, no, the numbers are not as good as what they're telling you with these polls. And what even these left-wing super PACs are saying is that the polls are skewing the demographics to make it look better for Kamala right now. But I also think there's a little bit of a sugar rush baked into it as well there. But I'm glad our side has taken it seriously, because I think people were getting a little too overconfident during the Republican National Convention. Tim, great to hear from you. Let's see, Nancy in Roundup. Nancy, what's going on?
Well, good morning, Montana Talks family. I just want to say something about the Pearl Jam band. Jeff Ahmet, the bass player, is from Big Sandy, so he knows John Tester personally. A lot of you probably don't know that. But I just want to say also that I just typed out an editorial on Kamala Harris's price and wage tax controls. But, it's really strange, because nobody is talking about the bankruptcies in our country due to the COVID shutdown. I have a friend who 46 years ago in a small town in Ohio bought an old garage, and he transformed it into a beautiful bistro. He was in business for 46 years. He was forced to close his doors last August because he couldn't recover from the COVID shutdowns. I think we need to start centering and focusing on these national bankruptcies. And there's more and more layoffs. I mean, I just don't know where people's heads are at, why they don't use common sense and they can't figure things out for themselves. But there's bankruptcies constantly going on.
Yeah, and, it's interesting, Nancy, for our websites, if you want to get clickbait, you want to get easy clicks for a website story, write a story about a new restaurant opening up. But Nancy raises a great question here. In just the last 3 years, how many of these restaurants that everybody gets all excited about, how many of them had to close their doors in the last 3 years? Not just across America, but even across Montana. That would be interesting to get a roll-up, wouldn't it?
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
A group of customers was sitting down at a local Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania restaurant. Butler County staff telling patrons that they'd have to leave due to a private event. The private event turned out to be a campaign stop for Kamala Harris and Tim Walz. Quote, they kicked us out, one man complaining, as a caravan of over a dozen unmarked Ford Transit vans arrived to the location. Look, they're all paid actors, other people in the crowd shouted. So in other words, they're creating an image she's meeting with real people. She's a person of the people. No, the real people were kicked out. They got their asses thrown out on the street so they could bring in their own audience of people that will support them.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
You know, out of all the things we can do to maintain and protect our homes, you know what? Getting up on a ladder, cleaning out the gutters, that's the last thing anyone wants to do. I know, I've done it. And right now you can save up to 30% off your entire purchase when you go to leaffilter.com/Hannity. An investment in Leaf Filter is an investment engineered to protect your entire home. Now, the beauty of Leaf Filter is they take care of everything start to finish. Every installation comes with a free inspection, free estimate, and a lifetime guarantee. Now, a Leaf Filter Trusted Pro will clean out, realign, seal your gutters before installing Leaf Filter. Protect your home and never clean out gutters ever again with Leaf Filter. They're America's number one gutter protection system. and schedule your free inspection. Get up to 30% off your entire purchase when you go to leaffilter.com/Hannity. That's a free inspection up to 30% off, leaffilter.com/Hannity, and do it today.
See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount, one discount per household.
201-6263.
Brought to you from the Montana Hot Spring Spa Studio, the hot tub company your friends recommend.
This is where Montana talks.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Nancy had a great point about these businesses that were killed by COVID. And, Corey Willis just messaged me, talked about, you know, how hard it was to be a business owner during COVID and all the absurd garbage they were, you know, dumping on us at the time that the Democrats were pushing, right? In fact, Tim Walz, Kamala Harris's running mate, he gets up at the DNC, mind your own damn business. We're the party of mind your own damn business. Oh, really? You're the guy that was throwing grandmas behind bars because they wanted to take their grandkids to the park to go to the playground. Mind your own business. All the businesses that guy shut down with his lockdowns and mandates. And then the businesses that he allowed to be burned to the ground with the rioting in Minneapolis. Oh, yeah, mind your own damn business. Give me a break. But, you know, Travis and I were talking during the break as well, and Travis brought up another good point, which is, look, even like put COVID aside for a moment here. It is hard to be a small business owner. It is hard to start a new business and then to keep that new business in business. Maybe we'll chat with this about Evelyn Pyburn about this next Monday or something. But, you know, think about how many businesses are able to survive just after the first 5 years of being in business. It's just hard to be in business. You think it's hard to be in business now? How hard do you think it's going to be in business if John Tester and Kamala Harris are able to do away with the Trump tax cuts? Think about the massive tax hikes you're going to face, I'm going to face, small business owners especially are going to face if those Trump tax cuts go away. That's a very important point that needs to be made and reminded of people. Now, the other thing about Pearl Jam here, thankfully we've got three more hours of the show yet to come because I want to tell you why I'm hopeful about hopey changey stuff. Now, one reason is because I think black voters aren't falling for it. Black voters are not falling for it. They don't care about the color of the candidate's skin. They care about the content of the candidate's policies. And I've got a great montage from Don Lemon, of all people, that makes me feel hopey-changey here this morning. So I want to get to that. Plus, I got to share the Bernie Sanders clip. Maybe I'll end the hour with that one. But back to this whole Pearl Jam thing. As Nancy pointed out, John Tester's buddies with the bassist, right? Jeff Ament. So Jeff Ament, you know, he's funded all of these skate parks. You know, he gives money to communities to build skate parks. Okay, nice thing, right? Gives kids one more thing to do, especially in smaller towns. But I find it very interesting. It's just interesting, right? I read a story a while back. I think it was the liberal TV station had a story a while back. Let's see if I pulled it up here. Kids just aren't safe. Yeah, this was back in September. Kids just aren't safe. They did a story about the skate park in Billings and how kids just aren't safe and how they're targeted by gangs and they're targeted by drugs if they show up at the skate park. And so isn't it just interesting that, you know, Tester's buddy funds these skate parks. Tester's open border policies allows all the drugs to flood our skate parks. So it's like, Tester's buddy builds a skate park. John Tester opens up the southern border to allow all the drugs to come in and the Mexican drug cartel operatives to come into America. And so Ament creates the playground for the kids to be targeted by the drug dealers. And John Tester allows the drug dealers to come into the country. What a nice little partnership they've got going. What a business model they've built up. It's just kind of interesting, isn't it? I don't know. Anyway,
All righty, let's see. Bernie Sanders. Ooh, let me play it before we run out of time.
My fellow Americans, when 60% of our people live paycheck to paycheck, the top 1% have never...